Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And there are many folks who reflect a beloved community, one of which is Teresa Veras, the executive director, who happens to also be a social entrepreneur and a community influencer. Teresa has blessed us with many roles in the community. Teresa has counseled and connected hundreds of businesses and organizations and served in leadership roles on dozens of boards and committees, including the EDC Team Jefferson, Olympic Peninsula Tourism Council, and Jefferson Community Foundation. Recently, she served also as the executive director of Jefferson County Chamber of Commerce, but currently at the Port Townsend School of the Arts. What a gift for you to be at this School of the Arts. Welcome, Teresa, to the studio today.
Thank you, Missy. It's a joy.
It is amazing the history you've had in this community as a community influencer and a social entrepreneur. For our listeners, help us understand a little bit about what is a social entrepreneur?
Well, that is a great question. I've always had a kind of entrepreneurial heart and mind. I love the art of doing business, but I think we all recognize that you can't have great business and great movement without great people. And being a leader and connecting people is really my art form and my social drive, really.
Well, I was kind of curious how you made that shift from the Chamber of Commerce to a very art-focused role. And that helps explain that shift. And art is truly embedded, if we think about it, in everything we do.
Everything. Know. Imagine a world without art.
I would not want to do that. And yeah. Your mission statement, too, is really delightful. And the mission is to bring out the artist in everyone. Mm-hmm. And for those in our community who have not heard of the Port Townsend School of the Arts, give us a little bit of a background on that organization, where you're located, and a little bit how you've been growing the last few years.
Sure. So Port Townsend School of the Arts was formed in 2015 by a group of artists. We're located at Fort Worden State Park. We have that's actually where our educational building is, right in the heart of the proposed Maker Square there on campus. We also have a really wonderful downtown retail space that is actually really our front door and a way for people to connect to this school and to arts and culture in our community kind of as a whole. So that's downtown Port Townsend. But we serve ages 6 to 96.
Wow.
And we'll keep going.
Yeah.
But we really, our mission is to bring out the artist in everyone from every skill level and connect them with artists who have unique talents and who are really actually incredible professionals.
Well, when we last talked, you didn't have that gallery. I'm curious, how has that gallery helped launch or move your growth in your organization?
Mm-hmm. Well, it really is so accessible. We are able, I owned a gallery for several years downtown Port Townsend, and it's unlike any retail experience because when people walk in, they actually get to learn about the school, about the faculty, about the community and the connection here through the arts. And then they're intrigued to go on the website and look up the school. The gallery, we've welcomed over 5,000 people. We have 18 solid volunteers and we're looking for more. We're open from 12 to 5. It's right across from the Rose Theater. So the lights are on at night and it's like a little jewel box.
Oh.
So you just want to cup your hands and like look in the window. I've seen like nose marks and kiss marks on the window.
I love it. I wonder, did I do that?
Anyway, it's a really, really inspiring place. And it does get people to our front door. We've increased our student average, actually. We've doubled in the last year that we've had the gallery open. And we do attribute that to that downtown space.
So the enrollment has doubled. Mm-hmm. And how many faculty do you have on staff? Or you don't have faculty on staff per se.
Right. We contract with artists.
I see.
Over 97 artists. And we are working to increase that. Many more people coming from out of the area, but the majority of our faculty are local.
Wow. And, you know, when I think about the gallery, it is truly reflective of the Port Townsend spirit. It, you know, it just embodies that beautiful artistic, entrepreneurial, and welcoming, you know, sharing of knowledge.
Yeah.
97 artists. And what are the ranges of artistic skills that we see or educate?
Well, we really started out predominantly just being, you know, painting, drawing.
You have textile arts?
So we do. We've expanded quite a bit, actually. We've started piloting ceramic, a ceramic program, and fiber arts program. So we're really just diversifying. And our hope is actually that we will be able to grow into dedicated spaces over the next couple of years.
Well, you mentioned that you've been really super busy this summer and you had summer camps. What were the summer camps like? What age group did you target?
6 to 8, 9 to 11, 12 to 15. And then we have a wearable art camp at the end. So, man, they're incredible. Each one of the camps is a week long, 15 kids, 3 faculty, and then we have a director that comes in and kind of manages the inner workings so the kids and teachers can have a really good time. And then on Fridays, they have kind of a graduation and art show. And honestly, Max Grover said it perfectly. Max Grover is one of our local legends and one of our PTSA founding fathers. He came to the art show a couple of times and he said, "This is absolutely amazing. There isn't a pine cone
or a popsicle
stick in the place. This is real art."
Oh, that is fabulous. And do you draw from out of the area, or is this mostly a local population that have been able to attend these?
A few from out of the area, but for the camps, really, it's mostly local. And we've partnered this year with the Land Trust and Marine Science Center to expand our camps. So we're really getting the kids around on campus and with lots of different community connection.
Well, we talked a little bit about the gallery. I'm curious about the school itself. If I were new to the area and I wanted to find out not so much about the volunteering, but just, hey, I want to take a class. Do you have a drop-in studio time? And what are the hours of your school?
So we are located on Fort Worden campus, building 306, in the heart of a bunch of construction. So if you come right now, you need to be adventurous.
Cyclone City.
But I will tell you, I was a little late today because somebody just happened to pop in and he just knocked on the door. Julie, our incredible program manager, is usually there from 8 to 4. And you can pick up information, but also our website is exceptional. We we post new classes all the time. So you can go to ptarts.org and get information. And then just call and make an appointment. Go by the gallery. All the volunteers are really well-versed in what's happening at the school. So,
well, I'm also curious, do you accept art supplies? I mean, how do you manage to keep all the workshops going? I know your faculty probably incorporates supply costs within whatever is charged, but on these summer camps and you mentioned on your website, I saw something about a teen bunker.
Yeah.
So, do you accept goods from the community if they've got extra, not pipe cleaners or popsicle sticks or pine cones? Let's scratch those. But do you have a resource library, if you will, that people can donate to?
Usable art supplies, for sure. But we've received a handful of grants that have been able to cover the cost of supplies for us. And we'll be doing a drive in December for the Teen Bunker program specifically that will help us with supplies. Our faculty, they bring most everything with them, and we have very specific things. But if you have something that you'd like to donate that you think would be helpful, definitely give us a call.
And they would call Julie? Is that who manages that? And what would the phone number be?
344-3379.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, if you're just joining us, this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can. Today, we are speaking with Teresa Veras of the Port Townsend School of the Arts. So we start talking about donations and volunteering. It took quite a few people to run those workshops for the children during the summer. Mm-hmm. What other opportunities do you have that are ongoing, reoccurring, or even just project-based? Sometimes people just want to get their feet wet.
Sure. Well, we do have several things that you can sink your teeth into. We have gallery shifts. Our gallery is all volunteer run. Hours are 12 to 5 or 12 to 6, actually. They're 3-hour shifts, so really easy to connect that way. Also, we're looking for, of course, class assistance, organizing supplies, doing a little admin work. We're looking for somebody for some social media. We have several events coming up that are really fun that we need kind of hands-on, and that's a great way to, you know, to curate a show or to get involved with Art Sparks or just, it's lots of stuff.
What is Art Sparks?
So Art Sparks is a really fun show. It's one of the largest collections of local art that you'll see around. We work with Edensaw Woods. Kiwi Ferris has been incredibly generous. He made us 600 6x6 boards that we've distributed to over 250 artists. The artists bring all of those pieces back, and we hang them all together in this incredible tapestry in our gallery.
Oh, and when is that going to take place?
That's in October.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Yeah. So Art Sparks, is that like a national event, or is it something that you are uniquely doing?
Well, 6x6 shows, those small work shows, they've happened before. Mm-hmm. This one is mm-hmm. really unique in that it actually is in honor of Sherry Grover, who left this earthly place many years ago. But one of the things she really dedicated her life to and that we continue to model is the support for artists. Mm-hmm. She started a program and workshop, actually, a series that helped artists in business, so use the other side of their brain, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Become more professional. So Art Sparks was the name of her business, and we translated that into this opportunity to raise awareness about the school and to also support artists.
You know, I was struck. I was able to attend your recent fundraiser this last summer, and I was really struck at that focus where you are reaching out to help everyone find the artist in themselves or be the best artist they can be, but you're also supporting artist as a business model. And I thought that was an interesting component to really pay attention to, a nonprofit that is helping folks live in Port Townsend and mm-hmm. make a fair wage in Port Townsend mm-hmm. and work in their passion and their art. And that was remarkable to kind of pay attention to that. So you wear several hats in terms of your focus. I can see how your chamber work would really inform that component of the school.
Yep.
Let's get back to volunteering. I'm always into volunteering. And I think sometimes folks really don't want to have that reoccurring commitment, or maybe they have an impression that they're not really an artist. So two of those things that kind of struck me when you were talking about social media, in a perfect world, what kind of social media support do you need? And let's talk about a project-based, maybe an event.
Well, so starting with the social media piece, I think it's not just social media. It's actually, I'm looking for somebody who really loves to collect content in our community. And even if they're just passing it along to us, or even somebody who wants to archive like what we have done, our press releases and things like that, somebody who's collecting data that we can then share in our stories. Mm-hmm. It's one of the hardest things to do. It's mm-hmm. a little bit time consuming. It also could be kind of piecemeal, but we just need somebody who's kind of like hands-on with that.
Okay.
Also doing, you know, delivering flyers. We're doing this amazing partnership and salon series with Northwind Art Center. We need somebody who's just going to go to the coffee shops and make sure that the posters are up and that those pieces are actually collected and put into our archives as well. So that's kind of a fun, you know, you can do it once or twice a month for a few hours.
I was recently talking to a volunteer who was on a previous show, and she remarked after our interview, which was just brilliant, it's the first thing she did when she came to this mm-hmm. community, because she didn't have any references for work. She wanted to prove herself out through her work as a community volunteer. And she continues to volunteer, and she's launched her own business, And I could imagine, you know, handing out flyers, and if you've got that character type or personality that may be comfortable with just walking in a meeting, business owners, et cetera, mm-hmm. that would be a super role. Social media behind the scenes is a super role for someone who might be more introverted, if you will. Mm-hmm. So before I let you go, let's find out what's in the pipeline for the Port Townsend School of the Arts this fall.
Yeah, so much. Max Grover has a show, a show coming up in September. So you can come and see that show. Just new work by Max.
Talk a little bit about the media mm-hmm. that he works in.
Pretty fantastic, actually. Very colorful, really bright. Max was an illustrator. So his images, one of my favorite images that Max does is actually on the cover of our getaway guide right now. Sailboats, mountains, ferries, like ferry boats.
So whimsical.
Whimsical. Mm-hmm. He uses mixed media and collage a lot as well.
So he'll have a show in what month?
That's in September.
Okay.
He's working with one of his students, actually. He definitely prides himself on mentoring.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
Julie Ree is one of his mentees. And Tracy Grisman will be showing with him. And then October, we have Art Sparks, which we talked about a little bit.
November,
we have Willene Jakeway just donated the entire collection of her late husband, Russell Jakeway, as a fundraiser for Northwind Art Center and Port Townsend School of the Arts. So Michael D'Alessandro and I are working together with Willene to show his and share his collection.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, let's not have you leave without giving out another call out to how we can reach you for those volunteers and folks that want to learn a little bit more about enrolling in a workshop.
Sure.
How can they get that information?
Well, you can stop down at the gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely pick up information there. Stop into the school, Fort Warden, building 306, around behind the construction. 360-344-3379 is our number. And a great way to get a hold of us is ptarts.org.
PT School of the Arts?
PT Arts, just PT Arts.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, yeah. Teresa, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Missy.
A real joy. Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our program today is in the expert hands of our sound engineer, Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, conversations, and art to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day.